Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to try and help you to have a great gardening season. Let's get off to a good start. You know, spring is here. Let's get out in that yard and get a little bit of planting done. And this morning, we are going to help you out to prevent problems. We have invited a good friend, Claude Boisvert. He is from a company called Plant Skid. And Plant Skid is a very unusual company because they make a deer repellent that is unique. And I want you to listen to that. It's unique. And the reason is, we're going to tell you. Claude, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you again.
It's good to be with you, and I'm glad you're able to get up early and join us. I know you're a three-hour difference on the west coast of Canada. And we're really pleased that you're able to join us on this nice day in May.
My pleasure.
Claude, tell us about Plant Skid. It is a very unusual name. Tell us what it is.
Well, I'll tell you what the name is. Plant Skid is actually a Swedish word. It's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. And it's a Swedish word, and it means plant protection. The product was first developed in Sweden to protect their vast reforestation projects, their tree plantations from deer, moose, and rabbit depredation. And we got hold of this product almost 20 years ago, and we tested it in North America with over a three-year period with major forest companies and nurseries, and as it turned out, they told us in the feedback that it was the most effective animal repellent they'd use on a commercial basis. So Plant Skid is an unusual name. Hopefully it's one that people can remember. It's Plant S-K-Y-D-D.
Now, where is Plant Skid made? You're not bringing it all away from Europe to the States, are you?
No, we used to do that. It's now manufactured in the United States and in Missouri, actually.
Terrific. Now, what kind of problems will Plant Skid work against?
Well, Plant Skid has been proven effective against deer, rabbits, elk, moose, voles, squirrels, chipmunks, hares, opossum, and many other small critters, but the above I've just mentioned are the ones that for sure we're 100% confident it will deter browse from any of those animals.
Now, there's a lot of different products on the market. What makes yours so different than other deer and rabbit repellent, Claude?
Well, the Plant Skid, again, it came in through the commercial sector in the forestry. They had to apply it in very hard-to-reach areas for new seedlings planted, and they've treated over 100 million seedlings with Plant Skid. Whoa. And it had to last over winter, snow and rain. And when we first introduced it, they were very skeptical in the forest industry it would last that long. They had to last at least 6 months over winter because the areas are very hard to reach, and it was applied in the fall, and in the spring it still had to be working when the snow receded and the new seedlings were broken out. And after many years of testing, in fact, on our website, there's over 50 field tests that were conducted by researchers, farmers, foresters, and professional growers in the U.S., Canada, and Sweden that we've got listed on our plantskid.com website. What makes it really different is that most other repellents quickly lose their effectiveness after either watering through the sprinklers or rainfall, and Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant. It doesn't require immediate reapplication, and that's what separates it from all other repellents.
That's wonderful. Now, not all of us are protecting trees. We've got some fruits, we've got some berries, we've got a vegetable garden. Can you use it there?
Yes, we actually introduced it into the gardening market in 1999 in the United States, and it is now the most used product for professional growers, landscapers, and in agriculture. And in home gardening use, we have several thousand dealers in the United States and another thousand in Canada. You can use it for your vegetable garden. It was the first organic animal repellent listed by the Organic Materials Review Institute as suitable for use in production of organic food. It's USDA approved for organic gardening. And for sure you can use it on your vegetable garden for protecting vegetables, legumes, fruit, and other food crops from animal browse damage.
That's wonderful. That really is good, especially now the animals are really hungry and they're looking for a good meal.
Yeah.
Why does PlantSkid work so well, Claude?
Well, PlantSkid repels by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with a predator activity, and that stimulates the product stimulates a fear-based response, and that'll have the garden feeders looking for somewhere else to dine. Hopefully, it'll be your neighbors and not your garden. And what's happened is that research by the National Wildlife Research Center, it's been conducted over many years, their studies showing that odor-based repellents are more effective than other repellent systems. And the reason for that is the animals avoid plants before they bite, not after. Now, there are other repellents that claim to be sweet-smelling and, you know, odorless. The problem with those is they don't last very long, and if they're odorless and pleasant to humans, they're also going to be very pleasant to the animals coming in to eat your garden. So an effective repellent has to have some sort of an odor that the animals will find not attractive.
Now, you said when they smell it, they get a little hesitant to come into the yard. Why is that?
Well, the odor, the product is made from a dried blood, vegetable oil, and water. We're actually in the recycling business when you think about it. Many people use blood meal in their gardens for fertilizing effect, and this particular product is a manufactured product where the hemoglobin, the thick molecules of the dried blood, is used in the product, and these particular molecules are big and thick, and they stick to plants. Once they're on, they don't go away, and the product emits an odor which the animal will think of. There's a predator in the area. They know that if that odor is there, likely that the predator will come back to what they think is a kill, and hence they move. You'll see deer walk right up to these products, and as soon as they smell it, they turn away. Rabbits, the same thing.
Wow. Yeah, because I know. So it's like marking your territory so the animals don't come in.
Correct.
That's
absolutely right. The best time to apply an animal repellent is right at the beginning of the season. And if you know that the animals are coming from a certain direction, you apply it in that area, and also, of course, around your garden and your fruit trees and or vegetable garden or flowers. But if you know that they come from a certain direction, spray it or apply it there. We also have a granular product you can spray on the ground. And once they're deterred at the beginning of the season, they're very unlikely to come back into your property.
Wonderful. Now, what formulation would be best for me as your average homeowner?
Well, for large herbivores like deer, elk, and in Alaska, moose, we actually are the number one repellent in Alaska, and for moose there, not too many other people have the moose problem. I use either a premixed liquid plant skid or the economical soluble powder concentrate where you can mix it up yourself. For the smaller ground-type animals like rabbits, voles, chipmunks, squirrels, or mountain beaver, opossum, you would use a granular formulation. Now, we've got this in a shaker pack in various sizes, and it's you just tear off the top and you turn it upside down and you shake it out. It's very convenient. There's no mixing, and gardeners just love it.
Now, do you have a website, Claude, where people can go to look for a dealer near them?
Yes, it's plantskid.com, and again, it's plantskyd.com. And you can Google it if you can't remember the name. If you put in Plant Skid, we'll also show up in any search engine. We're always on the first page. We're the number one repellent when it comes up to animal repellents. And on there, you can have. We've got all sorts of tips on applying it. How to special types of plants, deer-resistant plants. We're the only animal repellent that's actually recommended by effective against animals and deer in gardens.
Wow. Now, why is Plant Skid, like for deer and rabbits, considered the number one choice for professional growers, landscapers, and foresters?
Well, there's several reasons. It's a proven repellent, effective, it's rain resistant, it's safe, it's organic. We have three formulations, and a real bonus is it has a built-in fertilizing effect. I'll just elaborate a bit. It's been proven by independent research to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Over winter, it's over 6 months. We post the field trials on our website. We have more field trials and research put on our website than probably any other repellent or all of them put together. It's effective against all the animals like deer, rabbits, foals, and elk, and rain resistant. No need to reapply after a rainfall, and safe for use in vegetable gardens and fruit trees and food crops.
Hello, thank you so much. We appreciate all your help.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are at Lake Street Garden Center, located in Salem, New Hampshire. It's about half an hour drive from Boston. Come on by and say hello. Everything is in bloom here, all the flowering pears, the flowering cherries, the magnolias. And if you like magnolia and you live in the Boston area and south, they have yellow magnolia, and they are absolutely exquisite. Bright yellow, pale yellow, and they have a new hybrid, deep, deep purple. They have the common white, the common pink or lavender, but the deep, deep purple and the yellow are out of this world. And the other plant that they have, very limited, with Mother's Day coming, Viburnum Carlisi, or Mayflower Viburnum. And this is one of the most fragrant plants that you can have on your property. And I'll tell you, when they're in bloom, nothing will top it. It's almost like a lilac. When lilacs are in bloom, you know, that smell to the plant, this is better than lilacs. Viburnum Carlisi, or Mayflower Viburnum, and they're all in bud and bloom right now. Come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, we have Paul from Massachusetts, who has a question about Ecolon.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You're sounding great today, like your old self.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question about the Ecolons, which I'm very interested in, and I'm thinking about using it on my on the gravesite. What do you think about that? It seems like the perfect answer.
Yeah, it would be very good. I mean, this is a very unique product, and you know, there's a lot of blends out there that will do a good job, but this is unique. This is a low-maintenance, low-water, low-fertilizer blend. It's a very fine blades of grass, and if you don't mow, it will only grow about 10 inches tall, and then it kind of weeps over. And I've seen it grown in a large
piece of land where they never mowed it. And again, it grows like 10 inches tall. And when it's windy, it looks like waves blowing across your lawn because it will move with the wind. And it really is a pretty, pretty grass. It's a deep green and it's tough. I planted some in my backyard. I always try things before I talk about them on the radio because I want to make sure that this is going to do what it says. It takes about two and a half weeks to germinate, so you got to keep it watered. I used a starter fertilizer when I planted it, kept it wet, and by the following spring, it was not as thick as I wanted, but I fed it and it thickened right up again. But underneath big trees, it's unbelievable. At the cemetery, especially if it's a new planting, it will do very well. And it's tough. It will not turn brown. Low maintenance. It's a really, really good grass seed. And we talked about planting it on the side of the road where you get a lot of rock salt, sand. It does incredible. So go to their website, wildflowerfarm.com, and read about it before you buy it. Take a look at the pictures of it. It's a neat grass seed, but it requires one fertilization a year. You don't need to buy four applications of fertilizer. And then during, not the first year, but the second year on, during July and August, when it gets hot and it gets dry, it does not need to be watered like the traditional lawn. Thank you. We appreciate the call, Paul. If we can help you, the phone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Come and see me. I'm at Lake Street Garden Center in Salem. It's an open house, and they also have a farmer's market from 12 until 5. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
One second. Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and get you motivated. This is the time of the year for you to get out in the garden now. You want to plant your cold weather vegetables, your cold weather annuals, and about the only annual that you can put out in the garden safely is a plant like alyssum. It's a beautiful ground cover type annual, pink, purple, or white. That will tolerate the cold weather. Dusty Miller with the great silvery gray foliage will tolerate the cold weather. Impatience, you put them out, if the weather gets cold, the frost will either kill them or it will set the plant back and it just will not do right. So proceed with caution. It's early May, and it's not safe to plant a lot of things just yet. So go to your local garden center. They will sell you what is ready to plant, and that's why, for example, if you come to Lake Street, where I am today, they don't have tomatoes out. They're in the greenhouse. It's too early. Don't get hooked with the box stores. They'll sell it to you. You'll have problems. You think you become a bad gardener, but it's because you did it too early. Don, who's up next?
Up next we have Leo from Massachusetts, who has a question about potatoes.
Leo, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. You were talking about something for your potatoes and put the stuff right in with the potatoes this morning.
Yes.
And I didn't get the name of it.
Okay. The problem that our caller had is not something that everybody gets. But once you get it in your garden, it's there for a long time. It's called wire worms. And you would have a great crop of potatoes. You harvest it, and there's these little, very small wire thickness worms that have tunneled into the potato itself. And again, most of us don't get it. It's something that does appear, and up until this year, there was nothing to use. It's called 8 granules for the vegetable garden, and it will take care of the wire worms for potatoes. You can use it for root maggot. And this is a worm that looks like a maggot that lives in the ground. They will attack broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. What it does is you plant, you put it in now, it does great. It gets about until the middle to the end of June, and then it begins to wilt, and it recovers. And the next day it wilts, and it recovers. And eventually it does not recover because these little worms are eating the root system of your plant. They will also bore into radishes, beets, carrots, and turnips. And hopefully you don't have it. But if you do, you want to use a brand new product made by Bonide Lawn and Garden called Garden 8 Granules for the Vegetable Garden. Not a powder, it's a granular. And it has to be applied at the time of planting. So for individual plants, like your cold crops, you would put a little bit in the hole, work it with your soil, and then plant. If you're planting carrots, beets, or radishes, or turnips, you dig your trench, sprinkle the granules in, work it in the soil, plant your seed, and cover, and it will protect the roots of that plant. And some of the stores don't have it. It was only approved in some of the New England states this past Thursday. So if they don't have it, they can get it for you. Again, it was only approved on Thursday. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Joe from Vermont, who has a question about seedlings.
Joe from Vermont, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Has the snow melted up there?
Just about. We had some last week still in the backfield.
Wow.
But it's getting warm. It's warming up. It was
great.
About 43 this morning.
Wonderful.
Which wasn't too bad.
Right.
Paul, when are you going to write a book?
I'm working on it right now.
Beautiful.
I've been working on my newsletter, and some of the material from the newsletter will be going in this book. And hopefully by the holiday season, it will be ready to go. But I am working on it. Now, what is your question, Joe?
I'm having a problem with seedlings. I got about 75 seedlings. I planted them between March 14th and now. And
okay,
they're getting very leggy. Now, they're not under lights. They're in a window. It gets quite a bit of sun. It's south. When, on warm days, which we've had some, I put them out in the porch. It's on a grow stand, so it's got wheels on it.
Okay. I think what's happening is your days are getting longer, Joe. And it's, as you said, it's finally beginning to warm up, even in Vermont where you are. I live in Maine, and it's been cold. And we're at Lake Street Gardens in New Hampshire today. And, I mean, everybody still has a jacket on. It's cold compared to last year, especially. So what you need to do with your seedlings is a process called hardening off. And hardening off is to take a delicate, tender seedling that you've grown in your house, and you've got to treat the plant with cooler temperatures to slow the growth down. It doesn't prevent it from growing. It slows it down so that the new growth is going to be thicker, it's going to be stronger, and it's not going to be leggy. It's not going to stretch for the sunshine. And by you putting it out on nice days where the temperatures, you know, compared to the house, let's say the house is 70 degrees, you put it outside, it's 50, that change is going to harden off the plant. And what you want to do after you've moved it in and out on your cart here for a week or more, eventually I want you to take that cart, put it in your garage at night where you will have cool temperatures at night. During the day, open up the garage door, put them outside if you want. If it's a rainy day, leave the door open so that the sunlight can come in. But you're giving it cool days. Now you got to start to give it cool nights to get them acclimated, to make them stronger, and to prepare them for the eventual move outside. Where I live in Maine, southern Maine, in Kennebunk, tomatoes and peppers, I'm not even going to think to put them out until at least May 1st. My trees have no leaves, so I'm not going to put them out May 15th unless I have foliage, because all it takes is one night, and you've worked hard to make all of those seedlings grow, and you put them out ahead of time, you get anxious, bam, keep them in the pot until you're sure that the weather is working for you. Great question. Keep up the faith. It's going to get better for you, Joe. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Margaret from New Hampshire, who has a question about string beans.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I listen to you every week, and I really enjoy your program. But I have a problem. For years now, when I plant my string beans, they come up out of the ground, and then they turn sort of a brown or a rusty color. You pull up the plant and pull it apart, and there's a little white worm in there. Now, I've gone to all the garden centers and everything. They can't seem to help me. What am I supposed to be doing, or what am I doing wrong?
You're not doing anything wrong, Margaret. We were just talking about this root maggot and the little worm that you have in your garden that's eating the root, and even the actual seed that you planted is the problem. So what you need to do before you plant, go to your local garden center, and what you want is Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, that's the name of the company, and it's 8 granules for the garden, not 8 dust, okay? A granular product. You dig your trench, you sprinkle lightly according to the directions, this 8 granule in the trench, scratch it in, put your peas in it, cover, and this 8 granular will take care of that little worm that's eating the root system of your beans. And once you've done that, you'll have all the beans that you want. It's brand new. It was only approved in Massachusetts and New Hampshire on Thursday. So your garden center may not have it, but he will have it delivered. Just talk to him. And the distributors were not allowed to ship it until the state signed off on it. And it's been very, very recent, okay? But Bonide 8 granules for the garden, not the powder, not the liquid. It has to be the granules, and it has to go in the trench at the time of planting. Thank you, Margaret. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Janet from Massachusetts, who has a question about a plant.
Janet, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul.
Hello?
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. I have several hydrangea beds, and I'm looking for a companion plant to put underneath it. I'm flexible for color, can be an annual, can be perennials. I've tried impatiens, they didn't do well. So I was looking for something. I'm not even sure if I want it to bloom at the same time or beforehand, but I'm worried about when the hydrangeas get big and flop over. Hoping you can make a recommendation.
Now, how much sun are you getting in this bed?
I wouldn't call it full sun. The hydrangeas do beautifully. I would say probably 5 to 6 hours.
5 to 6 hours of sun. Now, the hydrangeas that you have, are they the blue ball shaped or are they the ice cream cone shaped?
They're primarily, I have a little bit of everything. I have lace caps. I have the mop heads. I have endless summer. I even have one of the pink Annabelles. Invincible, the new one.
Right.
The breast cancer one. I can't even think of it. I have a limelight. I've got a little bit of everything.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you want something in a perennial that you can plant in between them to give you a little bit of color.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you can consider would be a ground cover. And one of my favorite ground covers is called Euonymus coloradus. It's in the burning bush family. It's an evergreen ground cover, grows a foot tall, and from the first frost until in September until May, the leaves stay red. And I'll give you...
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soder, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
Clover, crabgrass, and dandelions. Scott's Super Turf Builder products are an easy way to keep those uninvited guests out by preventing crabgrass, killing unwanted weeds, and thickening your lawn. Scott's patented all-in-one particle contains more of the essential nutrients your lawn needs to grow thick and green, and a thick lawn doesn't leave much room for weeds. So give your lawn what it needs to kick weeds to the curb. Buy Scott's Super Turf Builder products at your independent garden center and hardware store. Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids. Prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads. They're hype and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Good morning. We were talking with Janet about a good plant to put in a bed with hydrangeas. And you don't want to have plants that are going to grow too big, because then they're going to affect the growth of the hydrangea. But if you want a ground cover, my favorite ground cover is called Euonymus coloratus. It's not something that's going to take over. You put your plants about 18 inches apart in staggered rows, and it will cover the entire ground, and it stays green all year. During the late fall, winter, and early spring, it will turn bright red, just like a burning bush does. And during the winter, your whole garden will jump out at you, and it's beautiful. Now, if you don't want to cover the whole ground, a great perennial that they're doing a lot of hybridizing is coral bells. And coral bells was once a green plant, tall stem, about a foot, with little tiny bells on it. Today, through hybridization, you can buy coral bells that are cranberry, red, orange, yellow, and all kinds of combinations of what I just told you. They are evergreen. I have some in my garden in Maine, and during the winter when there's no snow, my coral bell foliage is visible. And I can go out in the garden in January, again, when there's no snow, cut the foliage, bring it in, and use it for a little bit of color in a small arrangement. So look at the coral bells, because of all the different color of the foliage. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next we have Bernie from Cape Cod, who has a question about a Japanese maple.
Bernie, good morning. How can we help you from beautiful Cape Cod?
Morning, Paul. I have a Japanese maple. It's about 10, 12 years old. A very nice tree. The leaves are starting to come out now. But for the last couple of seasons, at the base of the trunk and some of the major branches, it looks like something has gotten into the bark. And each of those areas, the tree is healing itself like a tree would do. And
right.
I don't know what to do about it. I don't know what it is.
Did you notice the damage in the springtime or during the summer?
Well, I can look at it now, and it's all these areas, again, it's just trying to heal itself. It's like it's okay. Constant.
Okay. It could be the result of the winter sun hitting the bark of the plant. And what happens is the sun comes up early in the morning. Your temperatures are below freezing. The sun heats the bark of the plant, raising the temperature above freezing. And as the sun moves, it keeps it nice and warm. When the sun sets in the winter, 4:30, 5 o'clock, the plant cools very, very quickly, and then you get this freezing and thawing of the bark and the wood behind the bark, and it cracks open. What you can do, if this is happening every year, in the fall, when the foliage comes off your tree, start at the ground, and you use what's called tree wrap. It's a looks like a paper bag color. It comes in a roll, and you will wrap it around the trunk of your tree, and this will prevent that cracking and the breaking of the bark on your. It happens on flowering and fruiting cherries. It will happen on pear. It will happen on thin bark trees, and your Japanese maple is one of them.
So
if it was an insect, you would not have cracking. You would have holes, and you would also have dieback, one branch at a time. And you're not telling me that you have dieback. So you're just getting cracking. It's winter damage. And it's caused by cold day, sunny weather, freezing and thawing, and the plant slowly breaks apart. I want you to have a great day. If you live near Salem, New Hampshire, southern New Hampshire, come on by and say hello. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. Great farmer's market going to start at noon. A great time for everybody, and you won't believe the color. And get some artichokes. The only nursery that I know that sells artichoke plants.